everybody, and welcome. It's Monday, and we are Motivation Monday live on Facebook. We're going to be cranking it out today. You are going to love this topic because it falls right in between your ears. I'm joined this morning by
Jen Glatgow, founder and CEO of Sales in a New York Minute.
And
Brent, your sales guy.
What up, guys? Happy Monday.
Good morning. Everything is fine here in Charlotte. It's sunny and 75 as usual.
Hmm.
Other places in the country, it's not so...
It was like 55 degrees this morning at 6 a.m. when I was walking the dogs. Do you know how amazing that is?
Yeah, perfect dog walking
weather.
We
are so lucky.
It's perfect for picking up your dog's excretions.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for the sound effects, Doug.
No problem.
The guys you can't see behind the screen, we have a really talented duo working behind the scenes right now. Doug Branson.
I love that.
Doug Branson, our amazing producer. And we also have Alex Vang, our digital strategy guy. I don't know what your title is.
He's a guru. He's a digital guru.
Digital strategy.
No,
he's a guru and a doer. So he's a duru. We just made up a word there for Alex.
Hey, Wes, what's going on? Happy Monday.
Oh, we got people.
Chuck,
on.
What's going on? Yeah, of course we got people here.
Okay, so I'd like to throw our topic out this morning.
Okay.
It is excuses.
Okay. But before we get to excuses, can we tell people what we've got going on?
All right.
We've got some really cool all things right, going right. on.
What you got? What do you got going on?
All right. So where are we going next week, Jeffrey? Oh.
We're going to Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Oh yeah.
No, we're
tomorrow.
Going there this week.
Tomorrow we're going there.
Yeah.
Until Saturday.
Week,
if you guys know anyone in Jackson Hole that wants to meet up,
yeah,
let us know. Maybe we'll arrange like a small little meetup. That could be cool.
At the liquor store.
Yes, yes, yes.
They are our customer and
it is literally
liquor.
Called the liquor store.
Yep. Is the ski season over with?
I don't know.
I think it can roll down the mountain somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Get a sled.
So Jen, tell us what's going on.
Well, first of all, let's tell everyone who's new to the show what Sell or Die is all about.
Uh-huh.
All right? So Sell or Die, guys, this is the most amazing sales and personal development podcast on the planet. And I say it's the most amazing because that's what our people have been telling us. Literally, we have been running into people on the street who tell us, I listened to your podcast. How cool is that?
Yeah.
And
I was interrupted in our dinner on Saturday night.
Yes.
By
yeah,
a
we
podcast
were.
Fan. And at Gabrielle's 5K, another mm-hmm. podcast fan.
Yeah.
I had a guy from South Africa who was like, I love the Sell or Die podcast.
Oh, cool. I love that. So if you guys are not subscribers yet, go search for Sell or Die wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe and then rate us and give us some stars.
We have plenty of lessons up that are amazing. And your job is find them and listen to them, star them, and then go out and
implement
the street and turn it into money.
That's right. That's right. That's the key is taking action. So we have Meredith here. We have Ron Goodwin here.
Oh,
Ron Goodwin himself. Wow. Hey, Ron. What's going on? Hey, Meredith. What's
hey,
going
Meredith.
On, guys? Happy Monday. Welcome to the live show.
Yep.
So today, okay, let's tell everyone what we're going to talk about.
No, you haven't done the book club yet.
Oh. Okay, we're doing another Facebook Live on May 10th. It's with author Deb Calvert. She's one of the three authors of Stop Selling, Start Leading. And it is a really good book.
She's pretty
damn
good, yeah. You guys are going to love it. I promise you that. You will totally love it.
If you go to Jeffrey's page, his Facebook page, you can actually sign up to be a part of the live where it'll remind you that we're going live.
Oh, cool.
And I'm really excited for Deb to join us because we just did a podcast with her and Jim Kousis, one of the other authors, and it was incredible.
It was
really damn good.
They know how to do an interview, and they were as good as we were, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Someone thanked me this morning, thanked both of us for bringing this book in as the first book into the book club. There's a Facebook post somewhere because he said it has changed his thinking and opened himself, made himself more open-minded about leading in sales. So it's pretty cool. Yeah.
And you don't have to be like the leader of your team. You just have to be the leader of yourself and the leader of your customers and the leader of your prospective customers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an obvious title, but the information within it is not so obvious, and you should grab it. And
it's cool. Every chapter, at the beginning of the chapter, they start out with a story, and everyone loves stories, you know? So it's really good. We're going to put a link in there. You can get 20% off the book if you don't yet own it. And I don't know what the code is or anything like that, but Alex is going to make that happen from behind the scenes. So you can order the book and join our book club on May 10th, Facebook Live.
And you will be hearing some stories.
That's right.
Once upon a time.
Will we just get notified when on May 10th? Or
yeah, it's
a
2 p.m.
time?
Eastern time.
2 p.m.
Yeah,
got it.
Thanks for asking, Brent.
Sure.
We've got Courtney here. Happy Monday, Courtney. Where are you guys joining us? Tell us where you're joining us from. We want to know.
From Des Moines, where we're going to be next week or in 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
May 17, 18 in Des Moines at the Sheraton West. Excuse me. I apologize for swearing. The Marriott West Des Moines. I actually said a curse word.
To Marriott, exactly. Although now they're one company, aren't they? So it's okay. It's not as bad as if you had done that like 2 years ago.
No. Or if I had said
the H word.
Don't do it. It's at the Marriott West Des Moines. All you have to do is go
to Gittimer. It rhymes with Milton.
cgittimer.com/Des Moines or cgittimer.com/Charlotte.
Yep.
People are flying in from all different cities. So don't be like, oh, I live in Boston, so I'm not going to Charlotte. You want to see this man live, you show up.
Exactly. So we're going to talk about excuses this morning because you use them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They usually start out with the words, the guy. the guy wouldn't call me back. The guy took a lower price. The guy's not...
The guy doesn't want to buy right now.
The guy, right. He said that their budget's been spent and they only meet with people that are on their approved vendor list and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, ultimate bullshit, which has been, the main go-to thing of a salesperson because... their manager or their leader has already gone through the same kind of crap so they can kind of identify with it. The guy would not call me back.
Mm-hmm.
The guy took the lowest price. The guy, I'd like to meet that guy one time.
The guy.
Yeah.
It's just that guy. It's like always the guy's fault.
It's like they, you know, when they say, like, who's they?
Exactly.
Yeah,
who's the guy? Look,
Dave Ferguson is here. What's up, Dave? Here's Nashville, Atlanta, Hotlanta.
We got people from all over the East Coast.
This is awesome. I love it.
The challenge that you have, and I'm going to give you the opening salvo, and then I want whoever's out there right now to give me your excuse. What do you have? What's your barrier out there?
Yeah, what does your guy say?
Exactly. So diehards, I want to know if anybody has ever said like something different. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like my aunt passed away. That kind of thing. So I can't make the meeting on Thursday.
Well,
yeah,
that's like legit.
I know, but I had an aunt that passed away like 20 times when I was in college. So I would have to take a midterm.
Oh, man. Doug is on the dings. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
So I think that there needs to be an understanding that an excuse is not acceptable as a reason for the customer not doing something. There may be a reason, but there's no good excuse.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to say, you have to tell me, the guy wouldn't call me back, so I called his boss. The guy wouldn't call me back, so I went there in person.
It's like...
like, tell me what happened. Don't just end it with your feeble...
It's like when you're a manager and managing a whole, you know, group of people, whether they're salespeople or not, and someone brings you a problem and they don't offer a solution. Mm-hmm. For me as a manager, it's a huge pet peeve. Like, don't tell me... that the roof is on fire. Tell me how you're putting out the fire.
Yeah, tell me that the fire company.
Tell me that you called
the
fire
company. They're on their way. Right.
Like,
so there's all kinds of excuses that salespeople give, and what we should do is let's talk about a few of them so we can bust through these things. But there's a key. There's a higher key for all of these excuses. One higher key, and the one higher key is meet with the CEO,
because
that person, male or female, knows exactly what's going on in the company and will tell you why or why not something good is going to happen.
I agree. Now, we have a lot of people who've just joined us, so I just want to say hey to them. And the cool thing about this is a lot of them are from the Charlotte, North Carolina area, which is so random. But we have Jeff Merck here from Cornelius. We have Jerry Eisenhower from Concord, Dave Ferguson from Davidson. Is that crazy or what?
You know, Jen, it's just unbelievable.
So I don't know if you guys joined before.
We have Steph Curry, but he has not joined us. He's from Davidson.
I don't know if you guys joined before or after we talked about the Charlotte event, but Jeffrey is going live on June 14th and 15th at the Mint Museum uptown in Charlotte. And all you need to do is go to cgittimer.com/Charlotte
and get yourself
a sign up.
Is this a black tie event?
It is not a black tie event. We are going to be doing a live sell or die from stage. It's going to be pretty cool. There's all sorts of things happening. Oh, wow. Wes Wyatt just sent us a photo that he got the book, Stop Selling, yes. Start Leading. He's ready for the book club. Way to go, Wes.
Wes is on top of it.
Now, Wes is a no excuses kind of guy. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but Wes
bald.
Has made it like
Wes
very public out there that he's on a weight loss journey.
No, he's bald.
He is
this
bald.
This gives him immediate credibility with me. So,
and he's a no excuses kind of guy. I think it's freaking awesome.
He's took lost me too 100 long to, pounds.
Yeah, and it took me too long to comb my hair. That's
100
a 100
pounds? That's like a person.
Right.
Two
literally,
in some cases.
You lost a person.
Gabrielle only weighs 65.
You didn't say, I'm not going to eat well today because it's raining outside.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't.
Okay, so let's look at the sales excuses that are most common. Now, we've already talked about go to the boss. So we can't use that anymore. But that's the real key to all of these stupid ass excuses.
Well, let's talk about seasonal excuses because summer's coming up in 6 or 7 weeks. And a lot of people use the summer thing as an excuse. Like no one buys over the summer.
Look,
spring break. We just had spring break.
Salespeople, make a list of every single holiday. Christmas, New Year's, 4th of July, Memorial Day, spring break, your mother's birthday, whatever it is.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's
Columbus Day.
Guy Fawkes Day. Whatever the day Earth is, day. Beginning of the World Series, beginning of the baseball season, and just put a dash next to them. And
I think today is like Teacher's Day or this week.
There's
or
a day for everything now.
Yesterday was like National Eat Bad Food Day.
Was
right.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't eat bad food.
I did. So anyway,
I'm there with you, Jeffrey.
So anyway, it's the same excuse. You just substitute the name of the holiday. The guy wouldn't return my call because it was, or the guy was on because it's the summer. Whatever it is, just
that's a lot of.
Yeah, but they're all blanks. You can fill in the blank. And I couldn't get a meeting with him because it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. 4th of July.
Oh, this is a good one. Courtney says, I sell to CPAs and tax professionals pretty much cannot get a hold of anyone first quarter, especially with tax reform.
Right. Ooh. You know what? Tax reform has been a huge boon to the accounting profession. I just found that out this morning. Like, they're going crazy with more billing hours than they possibly could have ever had. But
we've got Ken Walls in the house. What up, Ken?
Yo. So here's the deal now. You have all these excuses. Everyone so there. This one person has just given us industry excuses.
That's,
like it's
like
taxi.
A legit,
No. Sales guy. Is it
a
surprise?
Girl.
So sales woman. Is it a surprise that this season is upon you? No. You know exactly that it's coming up, don't you? So the best thing you can do is give the guy a gift card for dinner after the season, and it's dinner for two, and one of them is you. So it's dinner for one is how you send it to your customer. And they can join you with anybody, or lunch for one, or breakfast for one. But the bottom line is, when the season is over, that's when you have to re-crank up that relationship and meet with them in the month of December so that you have the continuity going. So listen, I'm not going to bug you, but this is what I want.
What I actually did, because I did work with a tax professional a couple of years ago, and what I actually did was in November, December, I would start scheduling my meetings with them for May. I mean, I know that sounds nuts, but I knew that like February, March, April, they're really not wanting to speak with me. And so I would schedule those meetings out ahead of time. Because and get it on the calendar.
You're telling me that only those 2 months they don't want to speak to you, but the other 10 they do?
They actually were like excited. I called it a celebratory tax lunch.
Come on, Doug. I deserve a thing for that. You know it. But anyway.
That's what happens when you ask.
Yeah, don't ask for the ding.
So here's the deal.
Hey, Brent got a ding.
Here's the deal. Take responsibility for the excuses that someone else throws at you, that they can't meet you or they can't decide or they need this, and you figure out a better response. So if they can't meet with you on this date, then you better have three others.
Mm-hmm. But okay, so we have 6 or 7 weeks right now before we get really into summer
vacations.
How long does summer last? 2 months, right?
Well, there's all kinds of, depends
where you live. Like Canada, it's 1 week. But before it gets cold again. But, you know, there's Memorial Day, there's July 4th, there's Labor Day. There's so many holidays.
Right, and somebody's going to take a 2 week vacation in the middle of August. They're guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
If they're any kind of senior officer, they're taking off.
And so now is the time to double down your efforts. Instead of having one breakfast meeting a day, why don't you have 2 breakfast meetings a day or 2 coffees a day with prospects?
Don't be surprised that someone can't make a meeting. You tell them, hey, you're probably going to go on vacation. Can we schedule a meeting before or after?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And he's got to think, let's go before.
Yeah.
Which is what you want, but he'll probably say after, which is what they want, and some of you compromise in the middle.
And hey, bring them a mug. Ken Walls just wrote he got the new Cellar Die coffee mugs and loves them. We're going to put a link to get that mug. It's still buy one, get one free. So you buy one for yourself and you bring your prospect a mug, throw some Death Wish coffee in there. I guarantee they'll love it.
I think we need to tell the whole story. Didn't Ken break his mug and we had to send him a couple mugs or something?
Did that happen?
I think so.
I don't know.
He did something screwy.
I think he just gave too many away.
Oh. All right. Well, whatever it was, we were happy to send Ken a couple
Jerry
of
Eisenhower, who's, by the way, watching with Chucky, says, go on the offensive, stop playing defense.
Exactly.
Agreed.
Yeah. We got Rachel Berlin here, and he said, lol, no, he didn't break his mug.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Somebody broke their mug. We had to send him one.
Yeah, I don't know who that was.
Yeah, me neither.
Anyway.
But we did.
But it's literally, if you buy it now, it's buy one, get one. And so that's pretty cool.
And if you're going to, now we're going to get like 50 emails saying I broke my mug.
No, don't break
your bullshit.
Mug. They don't break easily. Yeah, I've dropped them before.
Exactly.
Okay? They're like your phone. They don't break.
Send me the picture of the broken mug, please, as proof. And we may send you Gorilla Glue rather than the mug itself. We'll see.
That stuff's pretty strong.
Huh?
That stuff's pretty
gorilla
strong.
Glue? Yeah. That's why they call it Gorilla.
Ah.
Otherwise, they would call it cat glue. Right?
Oh, man. Yeah.
I like that guy who said he play on the offense, and that exactly what you said, Jeffrey. You know, call the guy up and say, hey, look,
dude,
you're going on vacation. Like, mm-hmm. So right away, that eliminates that objection.
Yeah, I agree.
Why don't you say, oh, where are you going to go on vacation? Myrtle Beach? Oh, that's where I'm going. When are you going? Yeah. Hey, that's where I'm going too.
That might be a little creepy, but hey,
yeah,
I like it.
Yeah. That might be a little creepy. I agree.
Or you just say, I'm going July 4th. Are you going to be there?
I'm going wherever you're going. Right.
Guys, share this out to your networks, please. Share this out. The first next person to share this out is going to win something. What should we offer as a prize?
I think we should offer a brand new Tesla or a mug.
Ooh, I'll take the Tesla.
Yeah, I'll take the Tesla.
Because I already have
the
mug.
So we're giving out the mug.
Okay, you can have a mug. It's one mug.
Are you guys
two.
On the waiting list for Tesla? Or?
Well, you know what?
We had
some bad reviews at first, so I didn't sign up for the waiting list because I really wanted the S, but Jeffrey wanted the 3, so we're trying to figure that whole
thing
out.
And we may end up getting another.
No, we're not yet on the waiting list. I looked at it yesterday to sign us up. And now the 3 is actually good again. Like they fixed their production issues. Yeah. So,
there's a new electric car coming
out.
And
we
may want
to.
Oh, yeah.
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 Well, I don't know if we should say.
Land Rover. Hmm?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Jaguar Land Rover, they're coming out with a new car.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
Aren't they all?
Oh, they're having to. You know, Tesla has created, they have the biggest market disruptor in the history of the automobile, by far. Mm-hmm. I mean, since Henry Ford made them in a factory, this is by far the biggest disruption that industry's ever had.
I would say, like, second biggest disruption in that market is Carvana. Carvana is going to be game-changing.
Yeah, but that's the sell. That's
oh, yeah. But from a sales standpoint, it's going to be game-changing.
But the Tesla thing, A, it's electric. There's no gas. It's like a golf cart.
Boogie woogie woogie.
I know. I was just thinking that. What? Boogie woogie woogie. Can you play that, Doug? It's electric.
Oh, my God.
How quick is Doug?
Come on.
Yeah. You could have had it, Doug. Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you guys for sharing. Way to go.
So we're
who won?
I don't know who did it first.
Yeah, we don't care. We're not going to award anything. We're just refusing on that. Okay, but
thanks
for sharing.
Well, Ken already has a mug, but he was the first person to share. So Ken, you can let us know.
Ken wants a Tesla.
Where you would like your mug sent to, if you'd like it sent to someone else, and. Yeah. Wes shared as well. So Wes, you are the fine winner of the mug.
Exactly, and we will.
And thank you, Rachel. Wow,
Rachel
shared it too. No, Ken was first.
Okay,
but
so,
Rachel will send you something as a runner-up prize.
Cool.
So Wes and Ken, Rachel.
Oh yeah.
Wes and Rachel.
So I want you to think about your excuses, because you always make them, and you'll even make excuses for yourself, like it's raining or it's snowing or it's too hot or it's too cold. Something
why do
stupid.
People care that much about the weather? Like, why does it affect us?
Because they live in Podunk,
that
and that's all they have to talk about. How about that snow? Huh?
Still here.
Exactly.
Oh, Ken still wants cold. To send his winnings to Rachel. That's really sweet, Ken. Do you guys know each other?
Yeah.
I love that.
All right, so.
That's nice.
Yeah.
The excuse part of this thing.
Unless it's a Tesla. He wants the Tesla.
Has been played. And I want to make sure that you as a salesperson understand, don't go to your boss and make some stupid-ass excuse, because he's going to think, that's a stupid-ass excuse. You must be a stupid-ass salesperson.
Literally, the way to think about it is, if someone came to you and said, the roof is on fire, and your next question would be, did you call the fire people? Like, why are you telling me? Right?
What are you going to do about it?
Did you evacuate the building? Did you exactly. What are you going to do about it? Don't make excuses. What are you going to do about it? And then go do something about it, and then talk to your boss about it.
And I promise you that if you start to focus on what's my response, what's the answer before I go to my boss and tell him some lame thing, you're going to be a better salesperson. You're going to make more appointments. You're going to make more presentations, and you're going to make more sales. Plain and simple.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So that's where we're at with that portion of our show. And if you diehards out there have any suggestions for what you would like to see on Monday Motivation, we certainly would like to know about them.
Yeah.
Because this is a show for you. This is all about how we can help you become better salespeople or better leaders.
And you can even network and become friends with each other.
Yeah.
Look how cool this is.
Exactly.
Ken and Rachel are hanging out on the chat and meeting each other. He's sending her mug. I mean, his mug. This is so freaking cool.
It's... Jen, I have no words to describe it.
It's cool.
It's so beyond me. So you diehards are going to have a great week this week. That is my challenge to you.
Are we here next week for Motivation Monday?
Yeah, we
are, right, Doug? Okay, cool.
Yeah,
it's before we leave for Des Moines.
Yeah. So we're going to be, but we're going to have a little podcast out in Des Moines, so you better stay tuned for that. We already have two guests for the show. In Des Moines, a young woman who has written a bunch of stuff about the sales Bible. She will be on.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be some surprises, but it'll be pretty cool.
You know, some of you are thinking about making your own podcast, and this is sort of under wraps and a little bit of a secret right now.
If you're looking
to do
your own podcast,
contact us.
Yeah.
Contact Seller. What's your Seller Die email, Doug?
SellerDie@Gittimer.com.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, sellerdie@gittimer.com.
Just put podcast.
And reach out to Doug and let him know that you want to create your own podcast, and we'll get in touch with you about
how you can do it.
That's right.
So, Motivation Monday people, this has been a great show. Make sure you see me in Des Moines. Make sure you see me in Charlotte. Make sure you listen for the book club. Make sure that you buy some of our stuff at gittimer.com. And we will be able to reconnect next Monday.
Yeah.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer.
And I'm Jen Gluckow.
Brent Thomas.
And we are out of here, because we got to go make some sales.
Peace out.